From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Officials a search for Thai bombing suspects. Prime Minister Pratha Chan-o-cha says authorities are searching for suspects seen in security camera footage at the site of Monday's bombing in Bangkok. At least 22 people were killed in the blast and many were wounded. Ron Corbin reports.
Thai officials say the pipe bomb attack late Monday was aimed at discrediting the military-backed government and damaging the country's economically important tourist industry. Since the blast, there have been rumors of more explosive devices in downtown Bangkok, but none have been confirmed. The dead included at least 3 Chinese, 2 Singaporeans, 1 Philippine national, and 2 Hong Kong residents. Scores of other people were wounded. Ron Corbin, Bangkok, Thailand.
South Sudan's government says it needs 2 more weeks to consider a proposed peace agreement with rebels. Government Information Minister Michael McCoy told a news conference in Juba that officials will consult with the people of South Sudan on whether the document should be signed. Another well-known Senate Democrat says he will vote against the nuclear agreement with Iran, making congressional passage look even more uncertain. New Jersey's Robert Menendez said in a speech Tuesday at Seton Hall University that he believes the accord will leave Iran with what he calls a core element of a robust nuclear infrastructure.
I have looked into my own soul, and my devotion to principle may once again lead me to an unpopular course. But if Iran is to acquire a nuclear bomb, it will not have my name on it.
Menendez said President Barack Obama is wrong when he says the agreement will permanently stop Iran's nuclear program. This is VOA News. Rain complicated recovery efforts Tuesday at the site of last week's huge explosion in Tianjin, China. The rain raised fears of possible harmful effects from toxic chemicals at the site. More than 160,000 refugees and migrants have arrived in Greece, according to the UN Refugee Agency. Lisa Schlein reports.
The pace has been steadily increasing in recent weeks, says the refugee agency. Last month alone, it says more than 50,000 refugees and migrants arrived in Greece, twice as many as arrived during all of last year. It says most are not economic migrants, but refugees from Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq who need international protection and should qualify for asylum. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler tells VOA, the lack of reception facilities is worsening the crisis unfolding on Greece's small, inadequately prepared islands. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
A new political survey in the U.S. shows billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump pulling into a clear lead in the crowded 2016 Republican presidential nominating contest. The CNN ORC poll released Tuesday shows Trump, with a national support of 24% of registered Republican voters, easily outdistancing his nearest challenger, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, with 13%. 2 female U.S. soldiers will become the first women to graduate from the Army's elite Ranger School. The school has a physically and mentally demanding training course that prepares a select group of soldiers to lead their comrades into combat. The controversy over the email files of former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton shows no sign of ending. A federal judge has set a hearing for later this week on whether the State Department is ensuring the retrieval of all official records that Clinton and her aides had on personal email accounts or devices from 2009 to 2013, when she stepped down as the country's top diplomat. Early returns from Sri Lanka's parliamentary elections indicate former President Mahinda Rajapaksa's bid to regain power is likely to fail. Results from 6 districts early Tuesday showed Rajapaksa's Sri Lanka Freedom Party losing seats in the 225-seat parliament and Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe's United National Party gaining. Indonesian officials said Tuesday there were no survivors from a plane that crashed Sunday in the eastern part of the country. Search crews reached the crash site in Papua Province for the first time Tuesday after being delayed by treacherous terrain and reports that the plane was totally destroyed. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.